something that you might say, if no one else will look out for them, they've got to look out for
themselves.
And if no one else will do it for him, he'd say, you just better go ahead and do it
himself.
Okay. What's made of flour baked in loaves?
Bread.
All right. What are some different kinds of bread?
White bread, whole wheat, German bread, pumpernickel, German bread, brown bread.
Okay. Have you ever heard of light bread?
Light bread, yeah.
What is that?
White bread.
Same stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. There are two kinds of bread, you might say. Homemade bread and the kind you buy at the store.
Store-bought bread.
Okay. What is baked in a large cake made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
All right. Can you tell me some different kinds of cornbread?
Not really. Corn pone, I guess.
What's that? What's it made of?
I have no idea.
Do you know what a corn dodger is?
No.
All right. Well, what about the little things that you put some onion in, maybe, and fry them up and serve them?
Oh, fish? Hush puppies.
Okay. Can you think of anything else like that made out of cornmeal?
No, not really.
All right. Have you ever eaten something made of Indian meal and just water and salt? Together.
Mm-mm. No.
Called mush?
No.
Okay.
I hope not to.
Sometimes you make them a batter and fry three or four of these at one time. You eat them with syrup and butter.
Pancakes.
Alright, any other names?
The hotcakes, I guess, but we always call them pancakes, flapjacks.
Okay. Would they always be made out of wheat flour?
No, they could also be made out of not wheat.
Corn?
No, not corn, but
potato?
Buckwheat. Oh. I guess that is wheat too, isn't it? Yes.
I don't know. Yeah. I guess it's something. What do you use to make bread rise?
Yeast.
what do you call the things that hens lay again?
Eggs.
And what do you call the inside part of the egg?
The yellow or the white? The yolk.
And if you crack eggs and let them fall into hot water, what kind of egg is that?
Poach.
What do you call fat salt pork that you might put in the
fat back. Then they'd be a little bit quiet, baby.
Anything else besides that?
That's all I can think of right now.
Okay. When you cut the side of a hog, what do you call it?
Bacon, I guess.
Okay, would you call a side of bacon if it were not?
If you had a big piece of it, yeah.
What do you call the outside of bacon?
I have no idea.
That rind.
Yeah.
The skin.
Not rind.
What do you call the kind of meat that comes in little links on a chain?
A sausage.
And who kills and sells the meat?
The butcher.
Okay. If meat has been kept too long, you say it's done what?
Rancid.
Or it has a verb.
Rotted. No.
Okay, here, this one.
Spoiled.
After you butcher a hog, do you know what you do with the meat from its head?
Meat from its
head.
I don't know anything with it. You're going to
butcher it too.
No.
Have you ever heard of souse?
Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
It's pickling.
The meat from the head?
I guess so, I don't know.
Okay. Do you know what you call a dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
No.
All right. Have there anything made out of hog blood?
No.
All right. Have you ever heard of scrapple?
No.
Okay. Supposing you kept butter too long and it didn't taste good.
That's rancid.
Okay. What do you call thick, sour milk that you keep on hand?
Buttermilk.
I'm not really looking for buttermilk as such. It's
clabbered milk.
Yeah, uh-huh.